And now, the Goldbergs. Sometimes silence means yes, and sometimes it means no. But earlier this afternoon in Lastonbury, silence meant more than yes. It meant, I promise to marry you. And today, Molly Goldberg finds herself faced with the problem of turning Oriane's answer into, no, I can't marry you. You see, when Edward Way walked out of the Goldberg house with Oriane, he was on his way to see his former wife. But first, he told Oriane how much her love meant to him, and Oriane didn't have the courage to deny that she loved him. It seemed to mean so much to this man who's endured so many troubles. And now, as a call comes in for Oriane, Molly runs to call her.
Rosalie, what did I tell you to do with the wire? Did you let Dr. Cater hang? All right, Rosalie, I said something, you do six ticks. Oriane, you wanted on the telephone.
Papa said you'd catch a cold standing out here without a coat or a sweater on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this very much. So why didn't you put something on?
Thank you. Right.
Give me my arm. Give me my arm. Thank you very much. It's blowing up cold. My petunias, everything could be frozen. Where is Dr. Cater calling from the dish head?
He's still at the hotel with Mrs. Way, I think.
Oriane, do you want to down the telephone?
Why is she walking so slowly, Vi? Don't you feel that? Look how she's strolling just like a danger line. Look.
Go inside, Rosalie, darling. You're chittering too. Go, darling. Go in. Rosalie, tell Dr. Cater we'll call back or he can hang. Yes. Go,
all right,
dear.
Ma.
Come on, Debbie. Lay down, Spotty. Lay down. Don't jump on me. I love you very much. Go away. Go away. Bother me like that. Oh,
yes. Yes.
Lay down, Spotty. Lay down. Oriane?
Yes. Oriane,
Dr. Cater is on the telephone for you. She's on the telephone.
What is it, Oriane? Something? Huh? You don't feel well?
I didn't tell him, and I couldn't tell him.
Didn't tell him? Mr. Ray said something?
Yes, a great deal. More than I should have permitted him to say. But I couldn't stop him. I couldn't, Mrs. Goldberg. What can you say to a man like Mr. Way when he tells you that you are the one that has given him back his reason for living? It wasn't just a proposal, something to which a woman can say no. It wasn't anything like that. Everything he said was said with a terrible fact of the prison behind it, the prison and the suffering. It was a man who had come up again from blackness and despair and the hatred of the world, and now he was saved. He claimed to be saved by me of all people. And he took it for granted that I loved him, that I believed in him. I couldn't say a thing, not a word.
All right. All right. All right. Leave it to Mrs. Goldberg. So something will be done. So something will be done. So stop. So you're not a baby? You don't have to cry? When he spoke to you this time, you couldn't say nothing. I can understand you couldn't say nothing. All right. So come in the house. Come in the house and we'll see. Just don't worry, that's all. Just don't worry. Come in the house.
Tell him I'll call back. I'll be right down.
What's the matter now?
Shut, Jake, please.
Just 1 minute, Dr. Cater, please.
Give me Rosie, I'll talk.
More troubles with Molly.
Please, Jake, please. Hello? Hello? Hello, Dr. Cater? Well, this is me. This is me, Mrs. Goldberg speaking. Yeah, so Oriane will speak to you momentarily. Yeah, she came in. She came in the house. She's in the house, but she went upstairs. Well, she went upstairs because she knew you was on the phone, but she went upstairs. It wouldn't be a second. Well, Dr. Cater, did she call you back? Well, I'm sorry. I know you was hanging on. Hello?
He hung up, huh?
Really? He was hanging so long?
I don't blame Dr. Cater. Why didn't she take the phone?
Doesn't Oriane feel well?
Not very well. Put up a little water, Rosalie. I'll make tea for everybody.
What mustn't I know?
I don't have to know neither. I'm not interested.
Make the tea, Rosie.
Nobody wants tea, Ma.
I want.
All right.
Jake, he spoke to her seriously.
Who? Dr. Cater?
No,
Mr. Ray.
What do you mean, seriously?
His only reason for living is her.
Oh, I see. Do men over 40 still love with such a fire?
They don't.
Maybe. But I'm not such authority on love.
Why not?
Why not? I can't tell you. I'm not.
You never loved?
You are loved.
So?
So what do you want me to tell you, Marley, dear? I'm still burning. I'm smoldering. You're my smoldering ashes that will burn till I die. All right?
Why not? Why not? Orion?
Yes?
Dr. Cader hung, but I'll call him back.
Sit down, Orion.
Thank you. I'll call the hotel. The hotel, please.
Don't be so betrayed, Orion. Nobody over 40 dies of a broken heart.
Yes.
Mr. Ray won't need us.
Mrs. Ray's suite, please. Yes, Mrs. Ray. I don't know how to spell it. Ray. Yes, here, Orion.
Yes. I don't want to speak to Mrs. Ray.
Then you'll speak to Dr. Cater, please.
Hello. Yes, Mrs. Goldberg. No, Dr. Cater isn't here. Mr. Ray is here. Dr. Cater has left. Is there anything else? Goodbye. Edward, I suppose you're also disappointed because Dr. Cato isn't here.
A little.
You can find him at home.
What did he want?
I've asked him to be my physician.
What for?
He suggested it.
Why should you put up with it?
It'll give me something to do in this fretful town while I watch your antics.
It couldn't possibly be because both you and Dr. Cato are interested in Orianne.
It might.
It's too bad he isn't here, then. I'd like to take a burden off his mind.
Don't worry about his mind, Edward. Worry about mine.
Why did he want me here?
Well, you were the man who ruined my life. As my doctor, he was interested in seeing us together.
You still think I ruined your life?
I think of nothing else. And I have the same hope for what remains of yours.
Does the doc?
Very simply, I look forward to yours. I'm a wealthy woman. I've got the time and energy to devote to your career. And you're in the unfortunate position of being out on parole. Universally disliked, financially ruined, and in general not worth a penny.
But I'm still worth enough to make you bother.
If you've got a single hope of happiness left in you, it's too much for me to ignore. A person can forget many things, but not the humiliation of having loved, having offered, and being used the way you used our marriage for your silly career. Your career crashed, and so did I. I told you before, and I'll tell you again. You live in me, in every moment of my life, and I'll never get rid of you until I know you're finished.
And that's why you're here.
Yes.
You need a doctor, all right. But you need one without a stake in your cure.
I know what I need.
Well, I'm very sorry, Margaret. I'd like to be a gentleman. But I tried it, and it didn't work. So I'm going to be quite selfish and immensely concerned with myself. Unfortunately for you, you divorced me when I went to prison. That put a legal period to our lives together. It's over. All you can do now is think.
You're very confident of yourself, aren't you?
No, I'm not. But I'm confident of something else. Someone else. It gives me more strength than self-confidence can.
You're dreaming dreams about Orion Leland. But don't flatter yourself. She won't marry you. A man like you. She wouldn't give her son a father who's an ex-convict, a fraud, a thief. A man who would be afraid to walk alone in the streets of our old city. You're fooling yourself, Edward. You're forgetting Dr. Cater.
Orion has promised to marry me.
I don't believe it.
We're going to get married, Margaret. So you can pack up and leave. And if you like, you can take Dr. Cater with you. All this because Orion couldn't speak.
In such circumstances, Jake's blunt attitude is much better than Orianne's sensitivity, but the thing has started.